You'll hear a sports nutritionist called Emily Anderson talking to a group of students about how she helps young athletes with their diet. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
My name is Emily Anderson and I'm the founder of Move Nutrition and Fitness. I've been giving advice on sports nutrition for around 15 years now and I can tell you exactly how I got into this career. It all started because my family really liked eating meals together and because I loved playing tennis, I gradually developed a keen personal interest in the way I'd perform differently if I ate differently, not just physiologically speaking, but also psychologically, the mental gain, you might say. So I did my degree and I started by volunteering as a nutritionist for a local football team while doing other jobs to pay the bills. Although a few professional teams employed them, schools, which is where I hope to be working, just didn't take on sports nutritionists back then. But after a few years building up experience, I finally landed my dream job. However, my specialisation, youth athletics, is still an emerging field rather than an established discipline because historically there wasn't much thought given to nutrition in young athletes. Nowadays, though, the pressure's on to perform well and young athletes increasingly need nutritional advice as they advance. As part of my work, I regularly run cooking workshops. I get a real kick out of that. And a small but growing part of what I do involves providing personal consultations. In many countries, becoming a sports nutritionist requires little more than a diploma in basic nutrition. But if you want more professional scope, my advice would be to take an option in journalism as part of your degree. For instance, there are always plenty of chances to do media work when it comes to sports. After all, a sports nutritionist is required to be an excellent communicator and have good people skills. Other skills which are advantageous include marketing know-how, time management, and other such business skills. You also need to be aware of the latest trends, and while loads of people find blogs interesting, it's scientific papers that'll give you what you really need. I sometimes contribute to discussion forums, which can be great fun. If you're thinking of becoming a sports nutritionist, there are a couple of things to be aware of. If you're self-employed as a consultant, you charge an hourly rate. This can vary from $60 to $150 per hour, depending on the client. However, remember that when you set up, you'll need to spend a lot on what I refer to as the hardware, all the stuff you need to get your business off the ground. If you work in-house for an organisation, though, you don't need to worry about overheads like lighting or heating. If financial rewards are what you're interested in, you could be disappointed. But there are a lot of perks that make it worthwhile. Although it's awesome working with athletes, what I hadn't reckoned on is the hospitality tickets I get. And of course, you'll be in fantastic shape too.
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
My name is Emily Anderson and I'm the founder of Move Nutrition and Fitness. I've been giving advice on sports nutrition for around 15 years now and I can tell you exactly how I got into this career. It all started because my family really liked eating meals together and because I loved playing tennis, I gradually developed a keen personal interest in the way I'd perform differently if I ate differently, not just physiologically speaking, but also psychologically, the mental gain, you might say. So I did my degree and I started by volunteering as a nutritionist for a local football team while doing other jobs to pay the bills. Although a few professional teams employed them, schools, which is where I hope to be working, just didn't take on sports nutritionists back then. But after a few years building up experience, I finally landed my dream job. However, my specialisation, youth athletics, is still an emerging field rather than an established discipline because historically there wasn't much thought given to nutrition in young athletes. Nowadays, though, the pressure's on to perform well and young athletes increasingly need nutritional advice as they advance. As part of my work, I regularly run cooking workshops. I get a real kick out of that. And a small but growing part of what I do involves providing personal consultations. In many countries, becoming a sports nutritionist requires little more than a diploma in basic nutrition. But if you want more professional scope, my advice would be to take an option in journalism as part of your degree. For instance, there are always plenty of chances to do media work when it comes to sports. After all, a sports nutritionist is required to be an excellent communicator and have good people skills. Other skills which are advantageous include marketing know-how, time management, and other such business skills. You also need to be aware of the latest trends, and while loads of people find blogs interesting, it's scientific papers that'll give you what you really need. I sometimes contribute to discussion forums, which can be great fun. If you're thinking of becoming a sports nutritionist, there are a couple of things to be aware of. If you're self-employed as a consultant, you charge an hourly rate. This can vary from $60 to $150 per hour, depending on the client. However, remember that when you set up, you'll need to spend a lot on what I refer to as the hardware, all the stuff you need to get your business off the ground. If you work in-house for an organisation, though, you don't need to worry about overheads like lighting or heating. If financial rewards are what you're interested in, you could be disappointed. But there are a lot of perks that make it worthwhile. Although it's awesome working with athletes, what I hadn't reckoned on is the hospitality tickets I get. And of course, you'll be in fantastic shape too.
That's the end of part two. Now turn to part three.